World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning out there, America. Or good morning, Vietnam. Maybe that's what I'm supposed to say. I just shared with the folks in the pre-show. And again, look, if you're watching, I don't know where you're joining us today. And I hate to say the term watching because actually, where did we join here, right? You're not watching. It's the same as if we all, I heard that, Holy Spirit. It's like you go to church, you watch, don't you? Betty, isn't that a good one? When you go to church, you watch. You don't do anything. You just watch. But we call it church. We call it assembling together. We assemble here in the morning. We don't watch here in the morning. And that's what I think one of the powerful things it is that we do here is it is interactive. And if you're out there and you're watching on, you know, we're on a lot of different platforms, and you want to be part of what we do here. In other words, you want to be interactive with us. Folks, this is so simple. All you have to do is go to CoachDaveLive.com. Wherever you're watching it right now, whatever platform you're on, just go to CoachDaveLive.com. Show them how they do that, Spencer, again, because I get emails about it. And go to CoachDaveLive.com. It says join the queue. See that green thing up there? You click on that. Boom. And then you're in and you're part of us. And when you become part of us, then you can ask questions. You can dialogue back. And we have a chat room that's open. We have a lot of things that are going on here. But if you're not watching it at CoachDaveLive.com, you can't see it. Now, if you just want to watch the show, you know, there's a lot of different. You can go to Facebook. You can go to Rumble. You can go to Patriot Party News. There's a lot of places you can go if you just want to watch. If you want to participate, you have to go to CoachDaveLive.com. We don't charge you anything. It's free, whatever. So people ask me that a lot. How do I get in there? Your opinion matters to us. And this is more. When I started this out, what show number is? Let me get my eyeballs up here. 2,208 shows again. And I always want to credit Mike Heath was the one who gave me the idea to do it because I got thrown off. I got thrown off of terrestrial radio. Terrestrial radio meaning back then, go back, how many years is that? 7 years? Terrestrial radio was, you know, AM, FM. And if you said some things, if you're on a radio station, said something somebody didn't like, they banned you. They said, well, they wouldn't let you have your show anymore. That happened to me two different places. And so Mike Heath introduced me to Jared Heath, and I started a podcast. And this is what I've been doing for 2,207. Today's 2,208 show. It's pretty amazing. Somebody do some math on that. How many shows is that at five, or how many years is that at five a week, 52 weeks? I don't know, but 7 years maybe? Faithfully here, 7 years, every day. And I'm not bragging. I'm just trying to help people to understand that when you're trying to do stuff, it's a process. Sometimes you get lucky and you run into somebody and boom, all of a sudden they advance you. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes the Lord opens doors and advances you. But for most of us, it's a long, hard slug. I mean, it's a crawl. It's a fight. It takes a lot of consistency and persistency to get to 2,200. Doing 8 shows, and I appreciate all of you out there. And I encourage people to not tell people, hey, you got to watch Coach Dave. That's the wrong approach. You don't watch me. They join us. There's a difference in those two things, folks. Tell them to come and join the huddle. Come and join and hear what other people think, the opinions of others, not just what Coach Dave thinks. It's like, oh, did you hear what Tucker Carlson said? Yeah, I enjoy watching Tucker Carlson. I tune in to Tucker Carlson because he tells me his perspective. But I also like to tune into him because he interviews interesting people. But I like our format because you're the interesting person. You get to say what you think. And you get to argue if you want to. You don't just have to listen and obey. So just thank to all of you out there. And We appreciate those of you who do support us financially. Keep us. It takes money to do what we do. And we don't ask you to tithe, and we don't ask you to do any of that kind of stuff. But I say often, if everybody watching this just gave us $10 a month, golly, take a lot of pressure off of us. So anyway, man, I got some good stuff today. I say that every day. I got some good stuff. But before I get there, Holy Spirit-led stuff. That's what I think makes this show. See, there I go. This gathering different. It's not church, but it's sort of church. It's not opinion, but it's sort of opinion. It's a relentless pursuit of the truth, as Rush used to say. I want to thank everybody out there who prayed for our son, Zach, on his tests to be a lawyer, his bar exam. He went through two grueling days. He said it sucked all the energy out of him, but he's done. And now we'll find out in a couple months what the results of it was. He felt like he did good, but I appreciate all of you did that. Our son, Morgan, did, in fact, pass his pilot's test. Yes, it's more than a pilot. I don't even need to tell you what level he's in, but he's now an instructor. He can fly the big planes, and he passed out yesterday after a really, really career change for him. It's been like by nine months, he hasn't had a job. He's been working to get this pilot's license, and he got that yesterday. And Ray, how's Jane doing out there, Ray? And we've been praying for Jane LeBlanc as well.
Yeah, she's going in for putting in a port today, just prepping for next week. So been an intensive couple weeks, but we'll get through it. Praise the Lord.
We will, Ray. We'll continue to lift you up in prayer. And Glenn, our buddy Glenn, fell and broke his arm yesterday. He said, he didn't know what happened. I think I explained that to you yesterday morning. He tripped or something, fell, hit his head, cut his head, and hurt his shoulder. And he went to the doctor yesterday. He broke his humerus. That's a joke. Humerus bone. It's not humerus. But that's the bone he broke, the one that falls up near the shoulder. Got to wear a harness. So, you know, anybody try to, you know, can't sleep in his own bed, probably got to sleep in a chair. Oh, man, the attacks are everywhere, aren't they? They really are. And I know a lot of you out there stepping out, doing different things. I know, you know, Kevin Van Story's becoming a truck driver. Other guys are doing all kinds of different things. And we just encourage you. We just try the best we can to strengthen you in your endeavor and what it is. And steps of a righteous man, be ordered in the Lord and direct your path and guide your path and persistence and perseverance. And nobody said it'd be easy, baby. Nobody said it was easy. I thought we had a great show yesterday. And I hate to call it show, discussion on wickedness, on evil, on the devil, and everything that's going on. How is Silver? I don't know, Dan. I think Silver's probably doing well listening, getting better. I don't really have a report on him, but I believe he's doing well. And the Holy Spirit really, really hit me today. If you guys could see my list of stuff to talk about here, some stuff I've forgotten about. Here's what the Holy Spirit put me down to. Is it okay if I get rolling here? Okay, can I get rolling? And I'm sorry if I forgot prayer for other people and all that stuff, and I don't do that purposely. But let's just move on because I have such a long way to go, short time to get there.
Hey, Coach, yeah. I'm assuming you're talking about Glenn Claremont, right?
Glenn Claremont. I'm sorry, our buddy Glenn Claremont.
Yes, okay, yep. Thanks, Coach.
Yep. And has sleep in a chair, arm in a sling. Boy. And you know what, Randy? Glenn's been doing some staking and some different things. And wouldn't we wonder if it's not a spiritual kickback because of that? And the more we realize that we're in a war, that you and I are individually fighting a war. How I say this? When you're in a football game, whether you realize it or not, those of you who never played football, basketball game, I don't care what it is, baseball game, you're in the midst of that game. You're in the midst of a war, but you're in an individual war. So what do you mean, Coach? Well, when I step to the plate in a baseball game, I'm at war against the pitcher, me against him. When I'm playing basketball and I got the ball basketball and I'm dribbling the basketball, it's a war individually between me and the guy that's guarding me. And if I get by him, then somebody else steps in. So all wars are individual, yet part of a broader picture. And if we would understand that, this is one of the things that has really encouraged me about what Randy is doing, what Craig is doing, what others are doing. They say, listen, I'm going to plow my row. I'm going to box the guy in front of me. And when I get through boxing that guy in front of me, then I'm going to move to the other guy. But I'm not going to worry about that other guy till I box this guy. The Apostle Paul said, this one thing I do. Do you know he said that? This one thing I do. I think maybe all of us would be, including me, would be a lot better and a lot more focused if we could figure out what is that one thing that we do. What do you do best? And do you do it consistently? And do you do it till the job is completed and then move to the next job? And I think the answer to that question is probably no. But I think we're seeing that Craig Mickle certainly is doing it. Randy is certainly doing it. Jeff Klein is certainly doing it. Dave and Sherry are starting to do it. I start talking like I leave a lot of people out. Hey, folks, plow the row in front of you. Quit worrying about the row beside you, getting distracted and all that. And that's what I try to do here. And we jump from a lot of different subjects. Because, there's news on Paul. I'll give you that in a second. Just a lot going on. The war is many faceted. And each of you are soldiers in this war. And it's an individual war, but it's not. It's part of a broader spectrum. Plow your row. Plow your row. Paul Goslin called me the other day. I missed a call. My phone didn't ring or whatever. Left a message. Steve and those guys are trying to communicate with him a little bit. Steve Deck. And so we'll know more about Paul, but keep sending him letters, please. I think that is such an encouragement to him. Spencer, I don't know if you can find that. If you can throw that back up on the screen. If he hasn't already done it, take a picture of that and just an encouragement, man. An encouragement. Yes, he's trying to raise money. Yes, there's a lot of things going on. I don't want to get caught in the bushes of all that kind of stuff. Just send the guy a card and let him know that you're in his corner, okay? All right, cool. Here's what I'm running today. Betty, go ahead. You got your hand up. Go ahead, Betty.
I just wanted to say a quick note to Glenn. I broke my elbow about 10 years ago, and they couldn't put a cast or anything on. So to sleep at night, put a pillow case on a pillow, and then put your arm in the pillow, and you can sleep, and you will not move it. And I'll tell you what a difference it was for my nights.
Wow, to put your arm inside of a pillowcase in a pillow, huh?
Yes, and just sleep, and it holds it in place. It doesn't move, and it's cushioned.
Cool.
Hey,
cool.
Thanks, Betty. I'm listening, guys. No, they actually, so I was logging on, to my systems, and I got up off my chair to go get a cup of coffee, and, you know, it was like I stubbed my toe. I mean, I had like slippers on, it's like I stubbed my toe when I went to take a step and just went down, and I'm, you know, it's a tile floor, but here's the interesting thing. So my shoulder took the brunt of it, and I got a lip that's swollen, but there's a mat. There's like this foam mat right next to my wife's desk, and my face hit the mat. So my face did not hit the floor, but my shoulder did. And it broke the bone, close to the shoulder. So Betty, I have this sling that I'm on, but the sling has a pad, it has a pad behind it. So similar to a pillow. And, it's working pretty well. It kind of takes
the blessing. There's always a blessing. Let's not miss it. You get to learn to be ambidextrous. Don't you?
Yeah, that's what I told my wife. I'm learning to become left-handed.
Yeah, you get 6 weeks of training to be left-handed. That's going to come in. It's going to come in handy for you, brother.
Yeah,
can you? We're glad it didn't knock you goofy. I'm going to talk about goofiness here in a minute. Kevin Van Story, quickly.
I just wanted to say if you have trouble sleeping, because I stumbled the other day and just slapped my face and my whole body flat down on the asphalt. Ended up with busting my lip a little bit, scratched up a little bit, damaged my hands. But if you can get some quality magnesium lotion or gel and put it on the bottom of your feet when you get ready, and get some tart cherry, you'll sleep like a baby. You may only get 5 or 6 hours, but you will go to sleep, and it'll put you out better than anything I've done in my whole life. So just
okay. Now listen, I have to say this. All right. I don't want to sleep like a baby. I don't want to sleep like a baby. They wake up every 2 hours. You got to have your diaper changed. I don't want to sleep like a baby. Stop saying that. Right? Yeah. I don't want to sleep like a baby. I want to sleep like a normal human being is supposed to sleep. By the way, another thing Michelle and I started doing, speaking of sleep, we shut off our internet at night. Are you guys doing that? There are studies to show that those internet waves are going through your house all the time and that your internet is sucking those things into your house. So Michelle and I, we sleep. I'm in my multi-million dollar studio, but our bedroom is literally right above us here. And I've begun shutting off our internet at night. I think it'd be a good idea for you to, I'll start doing that. Okay. Might help your sleep. May get you dreaming again. We don't know exactly what's going on. Okay. Look, I really want to get where I'm going to go today. Somebody say, again, I'm looking at all of it. I can see y'all up here. Say, Coach, at yesterday's show, boom, that was a boomer. Man, was that a boomer, right?
Boom.
Oh, yeah. You ain't part of no cult. Don't let them tell you that, man. You ain't part of that. And so we want to help other people as well. And I saw even last night, and I'm not I don't mean to take this wrong, Pastor Clint Harper last night taught his church on the demonic realm last night. Pastor Clint, awesome dude. Awesome dude. Finally, what if we have more guys that would start doing that stuff, more people with influence? Because if we are ignorant of Satan's devices, if we don't understand what we're up against, if we don't understand what we're fighting against, how do you, can I tell you another one? How about another one? My wife said, honey, I think we need a dehumidifier in the basement. I said, well, I got one. Running. It's running right now. She says, no, I think we need one on the other side of the house. Huh. All right. So I went out and bought another dehumidifier for the other part of the basement over there. And I had to empty that thing four times yesterday. Four times the water being sucked out of my basement. Because she said, look, it's bringing mold in. It's bringing all this stuff in. Man, I'm going to start calling her Yang. I'm Yang. She's Yang. Thank God we're together. She thinks of stuff I don't think of. And, okay, Coach, shut up. Okay. Here's where I want to go today. Let me give you a big picture. And then I'm going to show you what's going on. Okay. The attack has always been, as we learned yesterday, the attack is on the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ is the way, is the truth, is the life. Any other way is not the way, not the truth, and not the life. So the battle that we're all facing, you are facing it in your home, you're facing it at your job, you're facing it in your health, you're facing it everywhere you can. Our adversary, we have an adversary, a spirit. You are a physical body, but you are a spirit living in a physical body, okay? You're not a body. You're not a body. You live in a body. You possess a soul. Your life, you're living a physical life, but you are not a body. When you die, when we all die, we leave this body. Where do we go? See, even the person that doesn't even have any real faith or understanding at all knows this. When someone dies, what do we say? They passed away. They passed on. So we have this understanding of life being not fleshly. We have this understanding, but we really don't have this understanding. And if we really understand that we are a spirit who lives in a body, we possess a soul. If we would really understand that, then we would understand that everything that is impacting us and affecting us is a spiritual component, not a physical one. Oh, now you could get physical. Glenn could fall and break his shoulder. I mean, that's physical, right? That's physical. But most of the problems that we're dealing with are spiritual. And friends, why are my people destroyed? What's the word say? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They don't know. So we go out, Michelle and I, about, again, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, began to realize that the food that we were buying at Kroger's, beef in particular, we began to do some research on it. There's a lot of stuff in that beef. They put a lot of stuff in that beef. Huh? He said, yeah, there's got to be a better way. Yeah, let's find somebody around here locally who grows their own corn-fed cows, corn-fed beef. And what do? Well, we started buying beef from them. Seems like it's a little bit more expensive. You got to buy it all up front. It's a little bit more expensive. But my wife, I'm looking over there where our freezers are. We have multiple freezers over there now. But because my wife doesn't have to go to Kroger's and spend $100 a week on beef. We already have it. So it's hard at the beginning to spend all the money to get it. But then I'm saving $100 a week or whatever because I don't go buy a hamburger from Kroger's anymore. You with me? So if we would begin to understand that the physical body is being attacked by what? Outside forces, whether it be drugs they put in the food, whether it be things that they spray in the air, whatever you eat, whatever you drink. If we understand that this all is designed to destroy our temple, why? Because our temple is where the Holy Spirit lives. And if the devil can make you sick, well, then you're not effective for the kingdom. It's all tied together. Okay. So long way to get there, right? I want to talk to you today. Excuse me. About common sense. Common sense. We'll just stop a minute. What is common sense? I put it up there somewhere, I think, Spencer. Let me see. I have sent you several different emails. I was going a lot of different ways to play today, right? What is common sense? All right, Spence, pull up Webster's Dictionary. Common sense. Hey, friends, is there any such thing as common sense anymore? Can we say well, that's common sense? Are you going to throw it up there for me, Spence? I don't see it up on that. If you are, I don't see it on my screen. Is it me? There you go. Thank you, bud. Common sense. Common. Wait a minute. Let's go back, Spencer. Let's go to Webster's Dictionary. What's common? Let's go. Common. Belonging equally to more than one or to many indefinitely, as life and sense are common to man. Common means belonging to the public, having no separate owner. General, serving for the use of all, is a common prayer. Universal, belonging to all. Usual, ordinary, common sense. Friends, is there such a thing as common sense anymore? Is there even such a thing as that? Well, there used to be. I remember my dad one time, I did something with a lawnmower that I shouldn't have done. And I remember specifically my dad using that phrase, "Boy, don't you have any common sense?" Common sense meaning, we all know that. We all know that, right? Well, do we? And do we understand right now that a lot of what's going on is an assault on common sense? Anybody out there but me now all of a sudden trying to realize, you look, hey, pull it up here, Spencer. Number, which one is it? Where is it? 14. Number four, I'm sorry. 14. Number four, trans boxing. What? Trannies boxing? You mean a girl, a boy saying he's a girl, boxing a girl? Now, friends, that ain't even common sense, is it? Is that common sense? Do you guys today in your home, do you still treat your children, your sons in particular, not to pick on their sister? Don't pick on your sister. Be nice to go. Isn't that common sense? But it's not common sense now, because now it's what? Oh, it's discrimination, because women aren't the weaker vessel anymore. Folks, yes, they are. That is common sense. That's why they had boys boxing and girls boxing. That's why they have boys track and girls track. That's why they have women's NBA and men's NBA, because it is common sense that men and women are not equal. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's not some religious thing. That is common sense. Except there isn't any. There isn't any common sense. You're not allowed to have common sense anymore. You're not allowed to express common sense. If you express common sense, you are a bigot. You are a homophobe. You're whatever. So look, let me take it there for you. What? Common sense. Black children in the educational system are floundering, and they say that the black family is under assault and under attack in America because they live in the ghetto and they don't have all the things that the kids in the white communities have. And we know that the one thing that is destroying the black community, which you're not allowed to say, is what? Does anybody know from common sense what the problem is in the black community?
No fathers.
There are no fathers. They have a fatherhood issue in the black community. Whatever reason, somewhere along the line, you know that slaves used to get married. You know that? You know that when the Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves, black women and black men got married. You know they did that. It was common sense. And if you look at where we are today, common sense is now being destroyed. Common sense is now gone. It's now, the problem is now white racism. It's not the fact that blacks don't get married. And it's not just blacks. You look around. Anybody besides me, raise your hand. No people got three children from three different women. Anybody know and think that from common sense standpoint, that broken home, as JR would say, common sense tells us that ain't going to work. That ain't going to work. That boy needs a daddy. That ain't going to work. A mommy can't be a daddy. Although mommies can raise children and do a great job of it. A mommy can't be a daddy. Common sense, right? Common sense. But see, common sense today has become racism. You're not allowed to do that. So here we are. I'm going somewhere. Hang on. I'm going to open it up here in a second. Holy Spirit gave me this, by the way. Holy Spirit. I wasn't even going to talk about any of this morning. The Holy Spirit tapped me on the shoulder and said, huh, do this. So do me a favor real quick. Pull up, Spencer, delude. Delude from Webster. It was a standalone. Delude. Delude, okay? Because the Bible says, well, Spencer, pull that up for me real quick. Delusion. Delusion from the Bible. Okay, and go down to, I wanted to read all this, but I'm not going to go. Scroll on down, Spence. I'll tell you, we're about 15 maybe. Keep going. Okay, there you go. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation, yada, yada. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions. Traditions is common sense, by the way. Hold the traditions which you've been taught, whether by the word or by our epistle. Comfort your heart, establish in every good work. Scroll on down, folks. Scroll on down. there we go. And go to 9, please. Go to 9. Go to 8. Go to 7. For the mystery of iniquity is already at work. Only he, Holy Spirit, only the Holy Spirit will soon be taken out of the way. When that happens, the wicked shall be revealed, for the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. What's he going to destroy? Him. Even him who is coming is after the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. See, folks, we have people running our government who are not saved. They have not received the illumination of the truth. And they're following after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. And because of this, verse 11, God shall send strong delusion. It's judgment. Ooh. God, because we Americans, our public schools, our government, our social services, our name it, because they have rejected the truth, because the Olympics, the NCAA has rejected the truth that men are men and women are women. Look at the confusion that has come. And by the way, that rejection and that punishment is itself within itself. We no longer have common sense. We no longer believe a lie. Why? Because God sent a strong delusion. He said, if you're going to believe that crap, swallow this then, will you? Go ahead and swallow this. And it's everywhere we live, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. I take no pleasure in watching a former man punch a woman in the mouth. I take no pleasure in that. I take no pleasure in watching a former man win a swimming race against a woman. I take no pleasure in that. Why? Because I still have common sense and I have embraced the truth. But I want you to know this, that everywhere you look in today's society, in today's culture, they're trying to lie to you, baby, and trying to get you. So I'm going to show how it's done. Hang on, Jack. I see it. So what does it mean to delude? Let's go back there, Spencer. Strong delusion sent by God. A strong delusion. To delude is to deceive, to impose, to lead from the truth into error, to mislead. What is it? Isn't that the word they're using today? Oh, he misspoke. He misgendered. Isn't it amazing how the devil's words always show up? To mislead the mind or judgment. To beguile. Cheat is generally applied to deception in bargains. Delude to deception in opinion. An artful man deludes, oh my goodness, an artful man deludes his followers. We are often deluded by false appearances. They call them conservatives in government. We're deluded by it. And then to delude you means to frustrate you or disappoint you. How many out you would raise your hand and say, yeah, coach, that's happening to me. That's happening to me, coach. Everywhere I turn, they're lying to me. They're deceiving me. They're missing this. And they're doing a miss on this. And they're doing a miss. And I'm bringing them. And they're saying there's something wrong with you. You're missing it. Coach, give it to the times, right? Folks, this is so powerful what I'm about to share with you. Man, oh man, oh man. Go ahead, Jack. Your hand's up. Your hand's gonna bust. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm not opening it up yet.
Coach, common sense, we're so far down the boil the frog thing. Common sense isn't just uncommon. They have literally made it illegal. It made it illegal to have common sense. When the doctor cuts a child loose from the hospital at 10 degrees outside with no coat and no money, where do you think he's going? Oh, I can't ask him that. I can't ask him. I can't call you and tell you because it's illegal.
Jack,
common sense is illegal.
You can't even call somebody a he. You can't even believe your eyes. It's the ultimate delusion. I look at a guy, I see a man, and he wants me to believe he's a woman. And the government and everybody, the devil, everywhere you look, is trying to force you to deny what you see with your own eyes. Do you understand? It's a technique of the devil, and it's judgment of God. It's judgment of God. And that's why we have to be more consistent and persistent. Are you, To speak the truth. To speak the truth in the face of lies. Now, what's the promise? You boys and girls are going to be hated of all men when you speak the truth against lies. And if you will not defend the truth at its very basic state, you are already on the road to perdition. If you will not stand up and say, Bruce Jenner is a man, and not waver, you're already on the way to perdition, in my mind. So, I need a month. Bring up for me the standalone gaslighting, Spencer. Anybody noticed? Has anybody noticed, friends, how all of the media now is trying to tell you how smart and wonderful Kamala Harris is? Anybody noticed that? By the way, Spencer, hang on. I'm going to start with a delusion right here. And I ain't talking about pollution. Now, hey, is there a narrative out there? Somebody help me. Could anybody? I'm trying to prove a point here. Somebody give me the media caricature of Donald Trump. Can somebody give me that? Somebody raise your hand and say, Coach, I can tell you, according to the media, what Donald Trump is. Can somebody tell me? Somebody raise your hand. See, I can, Coach. I can give you one. Al Cervic, you can. Come on, Al. What's describe Donald Trump to us? regarding the media, what do they say about him?
Oh, he's a liar, a cheater.
Liar?
Hitler.
Feminizer, a womanizer. He's a liar, a womanizer. He's a thief. He's a felon. What else? What else?
Racist.
Racist. Bigot. Hitler. Do you ever hear them say, I'm just curious now, do you ever hear the media say that he's a strong leader? He's abrasive but strong. You ever hear that side of it? No, you never hear that, do you? Right. You never hear that.
Now, white Anglo-Saxon. White Anglo-Saxon. Oh.
White? Okay. Hang on. I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. Pull up Kamala Harris. It's a standalone.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Coach, you never hear the media talk about him being a strong family man. When you see his grandkids look at him, these little itty-bitties that adore him, that's what it says about him. That's the measure of a man.
Okay, so hang on here a second. Hang on here a second. So Kamala Harris now, who we've all laughed at for who knows how long, right? Now all of a sudden we find out why she's going to be the first black woman. That's a twofer, isn't it? A black woman for president. This, by the way, this is, what do they call it? DEI. I'm going to get to that here in a second. DEI. We have to put Kamala Harris in there because she is a what? She's a barrier breaker. A black woman. It doesn't matter if she's qualified. Ain't none of that matters. She is a DEI hire. Man, we will be in a better country because we broke another barrier. We got us a black woman as president. Ain't we a great country? And people are voting along those lines. Now, hang on. Are you sitting down? Did you know Kamala Harris has no black blood? Yeah, folks, do you know that?
There you go.
She has the media. The media is making her black. She is not, nor has she ever been black. 2 minutes from CNN. Go ahead. Oh, this is old. This is like six years ago.
Mother, who raised me and my sister, was a proud woman. She was a brown woman. She was a woman with a heavy accent.
And her mother, Shana Bukhman, was also the biggest influence in Kamala Harris's life.
The answer is absolutely yes, Joe.
After the big announcement, Harris's sister wrote in a Twitter post, "You can't know who Kamala Harris is without knowing who our mother was." In 1958, a precocious 19-year-old Indian, Gopalan traveled thousands of miles from her home and family to pursue a doctorate in nutrition and endocrinology in America. She soon became an active civil rights crusader while studying.
She came from India, not Africa. Berkeley. Okay, keep going.
Once she went there, she almost felt free. And she took part in politics. She used to bring a whole series of literature, leftist literature from Karl Popper's, he was a great philosopher.
In her book, Harris says,
Kamala Harris is not, nor has she ever been, African American. Do you get it, folks? You get what's going on here? Get what's going on? Because the enemy, not that the enemy's in Kamala's corner, but that the enemy wants to continue to push these lies about things that we see with our own eyes that are not truth. It's an obvious attack on the truth. Obvious attack. Okay, here's what I'm trying to get. I'll put all these things in chat so you can look it up on your own. Are you looking at me right now? I would vote for a qualified black man for any office today. Right now, today. I would vote for Clarence Thomas. I would vote for, I could rattle off a litany of black men that I'd be honored to be represented about. And of course, part of what's going on of the common sense thing is that you, if you won't vote for Kamala Harris, you'd be a racist. The only reason you're not voting for her is you're a misogynist, racist, bigot, Christian. That's the only reason. And see, they try to make you feel guilty about it. Okay, so now we have something going on in America called gaslighting. Gaslighting. And what we see happening now is gaslighting regarding Kamala Harris. They are making her something she has never been, never was, nor ever will be. All right? And they're going to do everything they can to convince you what they're telling you now is the truth. So gaslighting, I got this on Medical News today. This isn't some Republican website. This isn't a Democrat website. Medical News Today. Gaslighting is a form of psychological abuse where a person causes someone to question their sanity, their memories, or their perception of reality. People who experience gaslighting may feel confused, anxious, or unable to trust themselves. And so what happened? They see they want to run a black woman. So all of you out there with white guilt, by the way, which is gaslighting, with your white guilt, are going to go vote for her just to assuage your own personal guilt. And so they'll say, if you're not voting for Camel Hose, Camel whatever, you're not voting for her, it's because you're a bigoted white Christian who hates black people. And you want to say, no, I'm not. I'm going to go vote for her. Folks, this is a strategy that, the average Christian doesn't see. So what is an example of gaslighting? Well, hang on. The term gaslighting comes from the name of a 1938 play called Gaslight, which a husband manipulates his wife into thinking that she has a mental illness. In this article, we look at gaslighting, including common examples, signs, and causes. Okay, so what is an example of gaslighting? Hang on a minute. I need constant reinforcement. Somebody say, Coach, keep going. Somebody say it.
Amen, Coach. You're good at it.
All right, cool. All right, keep going. Okay, so here's what they're doing to you right now, all the time. By the way, oh dear, do I have to say it, Lord? Do I have to say it? Okay, I will. I got you. I will, Lord. Pastors are doing it as well. Gaslighting you. Okay, examples of gaslighting are questioning somebody's memory, refusing to listen, or faking confusion to make someone doubt themselves. Well, where did you hear that? What? What? You watching Coach Dave? You watching what? Well, just something happened to you, Betty. Betty, I remember when you. Are you with me? Are you with me, folks? It's a psychological attack. Belittling or disregarding someone's feelings. Betty, I used to like you too. You started watching Coach Dave. And if you want to get back to normal, you better turn him off, honey. He has done something. You know what I'm talking about, folks? You're being gaslit all the time, everywhere you look, by people who claim to love you. How about gaslighting is refusing to take responsibility for their actions? No, dude, you're poor because you ain't got a job. No, dude, you're poor because you're spending it on the lottery. No, dude, you're poor because you're drinking it away. No, dude, you're poor. You with me, folks? Only the truth makes us free. Hang on. Gaslighting, changing the focus of discussion by questioning someone's credibility. Oh, yeah? Well, Trump lied about getting shot. He didn't really get shot. And everywhere you look, he didn't get shot. No, he didn't get shot. It's all gaslighting. Using negative stereotypes against someone. Oh, yeah? Well, Laura Ann, you're just a bigot. You're just a Trumper. You're just a never what? What? And we do the same. Oh, you're just a never Trump. Oh, my goodness. Well, scroll on down. I'm not going to go through this whole thing. I'm trying to give you an example, right? So here are some words that we see in gaslighting. Countering, that's when someone questions your memory. Withholding, this involves someone pretending they don't understand your question. Oh, yeah. And then they get away from you and they change the subject. Trivializing, this occurs when a person belittles or disregards. Oh, Betty, who you been listening to? Rather than arguing the argument that Betty's making, they tell you how stupid your argument is. Denial. Denial involves a person refusing to take responsibility for their actions. Huh? Dude, you turned the raising of your children over to the public schools. Huh? You did. Yes, you did. Dude, you sent your Christian education, you turned over to the youth leader. Huh? Oh, a denial. No, we didn't do that. No. Diverting. Use this technique. A person changes the focus of the discussion by questioning the other person's credibility. Huh? Happens all the time, huh? And stereotyping. You know what stereotyping is? All you white people. All you Coach Davers. All you, right? Right. Of course, blacks aren't. You can't. Blacks don't all think the same, do they? Except the media tells you they do. The black vote? What the hell is the black vote? How about this? The homosexual community, as if all homosexuals think the same, as if all blacks think the same, as if all whites think the same. And what do they tell you? You're not allowed to question the way somebody thinks. You're a bigot. You're not allowed to do that. How does gaslighting work? Scroll up a little bit. Say, Coach, You ought to charge for this. I know. I ought to. Just $10 a month. Gaslighting is a method of gaining control over someone else. In relationships, gaslighting often begins gradually. The abusive person gains their partner's trust, sometimes with initial honeymoon. Oh, honey, I love it when you do that for me. And then you don't do it the next day. So why do you do that? Huh? Oh, yeah. Then the person begins suggesting that their partner is unreliable. You said you were going to do it. This goes on all the time. Where could gaslighting occur? Where? Scroll down, Spence. Wake up. In intimate relationships, child-parent relationships, racial gaslighting, workplace gaslighting. Wear a mask. Don't question. Don't talk about the vaccination. Don't question authority. Oh, yeah. Where? What are the signs of gaslighting? Okay, well, here we go. Feeling uncertain of what you see. Frequently questioning if you're remembering things correctly. Believing that what you're saying is irrational and crazy. Feeling incompetent, unconfident, worthless. Constantly apologizing to someone that you might be offending. Defending the abusing person's behavior to others. Defending, I'm sorry. Well, how do you tell if someone's gaslighting you? How do you tell that? Wake up, Spencer. How do you tell? Well, keep a diary of what they said. No, you said this on this day. Talk with someone trustworthy. So every once in a while, I'll call Chad because Chad, I trust Chad. I say, Chad, did I really say that, Chad? Is that what I said? Or are they just, huh? And he said, no, coach, you didn't say that. No, you didn't say. And so Chad keeps me honest. Or he'll say, yeah, coach, you dummy, you did say that, right? You did. I say, I do it all the time with Yang. I ying it and she yangs. I said, I didn't say, yes, you did, right? Take pictures. Yeah, keep voice memos. What's the cause of gaslighting? Man, I'm almost out of time. Oh, my goodness. A consistent need for admiration and attention. A belief that they're better than anyone else. And a lack of empathy. So how do you respond to gaslighting? Folks, this is a medical document I'm reading to you. How do you respond to it? Gathering evidence of events may help prove. But regularly erasing the search history, storing evidence in a hidden or locked place, keeping devices locked away, buying a second phone or cheap voice recorder, sending copies of records to trusted friends. Because friends, this is the ultimate work of the enemy, to gaslight you and delude you into getting you to believe other than the truth. 7:48. Okay, somebody can come in now.
Boom.
This is what folks, they want you to believe that Kamala Harris is now one of the most qualified women, black women, by the way, who ever run for president of the United States. She is. And they're giving you that over and over and over and over. And if you don't believe it, you are a bigot. You're a homophobe. You're anti-woman. You're a MAGA. You're all this kind of stuff, folks. So they control you through ridicule. Joe Allen, come on in.
I'm sure everybody's seen it already. But yesterday, Trump was on a forum with black news ladies and gentlemen that they had in Atlanta or Chicago, I mean. And they said, you want to talk about DEI. They said Kamala Harris was supposed to be on the same forum. She never showed up. So you want to talk about gaslighting as well. Trump shut down their narrative.
They did. And they hate him because he's direct. They don't like it. See, you're supposed to. Help me, Lord. We are supposed. They are training you to treat everybody's opinion as if it were valid. I have to call a man a she because the man thinks he's a she, and I have to validate. Well, that's the Christian thing to do. Are you with me? Are you with me? So you become the bigot if you don't play along with a lie. Laura Ann, come on in.
Good morning. And her family owned slaves there, and she's Irish. Her father is white, Irish, owned, they're slave owners. It's been proven.
No, and then you're just a right wing. You're just a right wing. You're just a right. Trump lover. You're just a MAGA. And you probably listen to Coach Dave live. See, that's how it's done, folks. Go ahead, Lorianne.
Exactly. And then when you have a man that's standing there as a leader doing what a leader does, he doesn't have a multi-billion dollar company just because he can't lead.
Lorianne, he got all of that through stealing and graft and dishonesty. Then don't you know they've indicted him? See?
Exactly. That's Kamala Harris had, and they can't scrub it, she prosecuted over 2,000 black males.
Yes, but they are
for minor charges.
They are scrubbing it though. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But there's people that still have evidence of it. There's a judge. There's a black male judge.
They're not going to put it on the mainstream media. They don't care about evidence. They don't care. You understand, friends? They don't care about the truth. They are here to do Satan's work, Satan's bidding, the father of lies. They tell you lies and want you to believe it. And it's everywhere. Sorry.
Boom.
I don't need to explain to you. I don't need to explain to you that it's gone on. I need to explain to you that the friggin' church has got to stand up and say no, no.
Amen.
That's the
point. And God is exposing all of this stuff so that we can see it, so that we can respond. And so we need to respond and come together, bear one another's burden, because this is a burden that the enemy is putting. Just like Snoop.
Who are you to judge, Lorianne? Right?
Well, hey, you know what? I guess I'm judging Snoop Dogg because he's wearing Satan's emblem on his. And then he's saying, oh, no, it's just a goat because I'm the greatest of all time. Okay, yep. You went from a lion to a goat. Oh, that was an upgrade.
Yeah, but Lorianne, you're a Trump supporter and you're a MAGA and you're probably a Chris. You get how the game's played, folks? You get how the game's played. Jeff Klein, come on in.
Coach, the newest gaslighting is the word weird. So now it's going to be Coach Dave. He is weird. And look at all his followers. They're weird.
What is weird? Pull that up, Spencer. Spencer Webster, what's weird? Weird. You're right, Jeff. It's everywhere you see now. New words, huh? I'll change the words. Change the world. Change the word. Weird. Skilled in witchcraft. What? Weird. Skilled in witchcraft. Dale, come in.
Well, absolutely. That's part of Saul Alinsky's accuse your enemy of exactly what you are. So they're calling him weird because when you look at them freakazoids up there in D.C., transgenders and everything else, they're the ones that are weird.
They're the
weird
ones.
So here we are. We're supposed to violate God's commandment to affirm their feelings, right?
You're not to judge them, Dale. You're supposed to.
Well, it
them
is. Well, I mean, I guess I've read Leviticus 19 wrong, that we are to judge our neighbors, right, Coach? Yeah. I'm going to say it, Coach. I'm going to say it as a pastor. Kamala Harris has no black DNA in her except for Willie Brown. Sorry, I said it.
Boom.
Not only that, folks, not only that. I could name 100 off the top of my head women far more qualified than Kamala Harris.
Candace Owens.
They're not in politics, right? So we know politics is a game because politics is, at its heart, gaslighting. That's all it's about. Republicans good, Democrats bad. That's all it is. All it is. Jeff Nell.
Real quick, Coach. You remind me of the quote by propaganda minister for Nazi Germany, Joseph Goebbels. So if you tell a lie long enough, people tend to believe it.
Propaganda.
Even I would believe my own lie.
Hey, Spencer, what is propaganda? Pull that up. That'd be a good one to get. Propaganda. 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 P-R-O-A. There you go. Propaganda. Doesn't, huh? What's a propagandism? The art of practice of propagating. Propagate. To continue or multiply the kind by generation. To spread, to extend, to impel, to spread from person to person, to carry from place to place. That's propaganda, to propagate. So propaganda is what we're seeing going on in the media. They are spreading the lies from person to person to person to the person. Keith, come on in.
I think we'd be better off to have Fred. Oh, I can't believe I forgot it. Fred Sampson. Stanford.
Fred Sampson. Yeah, I had that. I'll try to dig that out. I had that earlier. I'll see if I can find it. Hey, Eileen.
Morning, Coach.
Morning.
I don't know if you saw it on InfoWars, but Judge Joe Brown, he used to practice law in San Francisco. He said he represented a lot of pimps and prostitutes. And he said, and I mentioned this was on InfoWars when he was interviewed, and he said, I know a hoe when I see one. And Kamala's is a hoe.
You're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say that. You're a bigot, huh? You're a bigot. You're a homophobe, huh? You're racist. You're not allowed to say that. You're just characterizing all black women. That's what you've been doing. You've been propagandized. You think all black women are hoes. That's what you understand how the game's played, folks.
And after Judge Joe Brown said it. I didn't say it.
It doesn't matter. They'll say you made it up. You made it up. He didn't say it. You made that up. You made that up. Eileen, you bigot, you MAGA, you right-wing fundamentalist, you. Folks, you get it?
Doesn't faze me. I read this morning the Christian Manifesto from the Benham Brothers. Everybody should read that every day. We should read it together. You know, the one he passed out at the Sky High? Flip.
What? Flip.
The Christian Manifesto.
Amen. Amen. Well, it wouldn't be welcome in our churches, which, by the way, is what I wrote about today at News with Views. I'm not going to have time to get to that probably. Randy, come on in. Or did I miss Keith? Keith after Randy. Go ahead, Randy.
So, Coach, we're in the day when enough voices stand up and get the courage and speak, they won't be able to cancel enough of us. They can't. And that's where we're at. We're coming to that really, really quickly. And so, Coach, we're winning as long as we don't quit. So we're winning. We will override them with their voice, and that's where we're at. So, yeah, you're motivating me today to be even louder, Coach. So thank you.
Yeah, folks, that's the antidote, right? When you go back to Thessalonians, can you pull that up there, Spencer? That's way back at the beginning. We're talking about Thessalonians. Hey, folks, go eat at Texas Roadhouse. They're giving 10% of everything at over the next few months to child trafficking, to fight child trafficking. Texas Roadhouse. You want to take your wife out to eat? Go to Texas Roadhouse. Craig just reminded me of that. I don't have time. I have time.
Coach, so let me finish your statement. The more we defund the evil narrative and the gaslighting people and start funding the people who are saying, like Tractor Supply, who stood up and said, we will not be part of the LGBT wokeism any longer. That's how you beat them.
How about Netflix? Netflix is going broke. Netflix is going broke. Why? Because they supported the dark side. They said, no. Hang on, I'm trying to get somewhere. Scroll down, Spencer, to about 15. And even with all deceiving, and for this cause, why? Because they received not the love of the truth. Friends, can I tell you the truth? You would rather be accepted than truthful. That's how they've confessed. That's how they have gaslighted us. They've gaslighted you into keeping your mouth shut on the truth. And God said, because of that, he sends a strong delusion that you're going to believe otherwise. You're going to believe otherwise. You're going to believe that natural man is a woman. If you're going to believe that, you're going to believe that homosexual marriage is the same as a God ordained that dude. You're going to believe that. You ain't going to believe the crap that I'm going to send down the pipe. God sends the delusion. You understand that, friends? Huh? You understand? And to understand that the church is complicit in all of this because they are teaching us what? Don't judge, love them, don't criticize them, don't walk a mile. Are you with me? So the church has been gaslit. Church has been gaslit. What do you think the odds are? prove it right now. I'm not whining. I'm not complaining. What do you think the odds are of me being in a church pulpit within the next month? See you tomorrow.